Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew!
Question number two.
You are an incredible car guy. You are an incredible car guy.
That's right,
that has
bro.
Served this industry greatly as a general manager, as an independent dealer. From all different angles, you know this game. So, brother, we want to know, what was it that brought you initially to automotive?
Oh, boy. You're going to wish you hadn't asked that question. So my dad died when I was 22. He was a drunk. And one night, on Monday morning, he'd had three strokes up to that point. Mm-hmm. And he walked in on a Monday morning at his dealership. And since nobody knows him, I won't be embarrassing him. I love my dad. But he wasn't a very attentive dad. And what I learned about that is the car dealer, he was busy, blah, blah, blah. But what I learned when I was a father is to be the exact opposite of my dad. Exact opposite. I went to every one of my kids' games. I did all that. But back to the question. So at 22, I was 22. He was a truck dealer, International Harvester truck dealer. Went into work, found out he was 40 grand upside down in his checking account. He had parts going out the back. He had a bookkeeper that was stealing. And it all hit that morning. 40 grand upside down with nothing he could do about it. Might even been more. But at that time, he had another stroke. So I went and visited him in the hospital. And we had been a lot closer as adults. And I stayed with him 4 days until he passed. He did not leave my mom any money. Matter of fact, he had canceled her insurance. So my mom, who was 59, a model, real estate agent, socialite, all of a sudden had to go to work if she was going to supplement her income. Long story short, she went to business school at night, ran the business during the day, got a partner within 10 years, and at 90, she sold three rooftops. My mom was the best. She was good. And she died at 97. And by the way, a week before she died, I brought her to Christ. So that's another story.
Amen.
So my dad had never said, "Bert, I'm proud of you." So all my life, I wanted to make my dad proud. So I always, all his buddies would say, "You're going to be great in the business." I had that talking, charismatic personality, and I was. But I stayed in the business, even though I had other dreams, because of the fact that I wanted to please my dad. Even though, and this is going to be bad PR, so don't misunderstand it. Probably not the greatest thing to say, but it's true. Even though I loved the business at times, but I didn't like the business, the tactics. But amen. I loved the people. Mm-hmm. All my friends are in this industry. Let not that be not said. I love them. And that's what I do now. I care for the people and that's what I love about this industry. So the reason I got in it was because I wanted to make my dad proud, even though he'd been dead all those years. And when I really got to the point where I go into retail now and I love talking to customers, I love closing deals. And yet my biggest mission on this planet right now, again, is to help the people from getting from the pit to peace.
Come
on. Live a life, get to go to their kids' hockey games, where their wife and them get along. They don't have to go through three divorces, where they've just got this incredible family unit. Whether they find Christ, but even if they do, they somehow find peace. Even if they do not, somehow they find peace. So we know in this room that Christ saved our life and gives us eternal life. We get that. But I'm not sitting in here because I want to preach the gospel, although I will all day long. I'm sitting here because even if somebody doesn't believe, I want to help them have a better quality of life than where they are now. Yeah, so how I got into it was one thing. Why I'm into it now is completely different. But you know what John Maxwell talked about being here? It's not about goals. It's growth.
Mm.
All my goals now are growth goals. How can I get better? Three questions I ask myself every night on the way home. What did I do right today? What did I learn today? And what must I change? Because fellas, you're young. say that. Thank I'm you. Not old. I'm older, but I'm not old.
You're young, my friend.
I got a lot of time to do. I've got a mission to get a lot done between now and then. Mm. My mission is huge, to change lives. It really is. So that's why I want to grow. Because the more I grow, the more people I can touch and influence and help them get from there to here. That's why. It's 100%. Mm. I get back to why.
No doubt about it. And what I can tell you is that what you're saying is right on the freaking money. And I hear you. My heart is filled up with joy. That's exactly, man, having that purpose. I understand that, dude. Listen, I get that with your pops 100% more than you know. My story with my father is not exactly the same, but it's, I still try to make him proud every day. My father's still alive. I haven't seen him. It doesn't matter. But the point is that it's just, I know that feeling in your heart, but at the end of the day, what has that brought so much? Just know that God, there was purpose for everything and the reasons and all the whys and everything that's coming up, the culmination of where you're at now, wanting to pour into others so badly because that's where your heart is. That's what God is pulling you towards. And you know what? You're right. And that's amazing that you've found that and that you feel that. And you know what else, man? Your father is proud of you. He is so proud of you right now. And you, the point is, and I want you to know that, and I know you know that, and I think everybody knows that who's listening right now. We are all proud of you. We're astounded by you. We think you're amazing. As a friend, you're phenomenal. As an energy on this planet, one of the best I've ever met. So I'm excited, and I know your father's thinking the same thing, man. And thank you for pouring that out to us like that, man.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ. The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market. They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
And your mama, 97 years old? Come on now, baby. That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's awesome.
That's good. She's gone to heaven, but you know what? She was a rock of Gibraltar. I just want to say something that about, and I'll tell you if we get to that question, but I did something that changed everything. That as soon as I did it, my business doubled in 2 days. I'll tell you if we get to, and also what happened 2 weeks later is I have 4 kids by birth. I have 10 kids by blended marriage, but my 4 kids by birth, one of them's 37. He owns 2 restaurants. His wife has 2 companies, and they have 2 babies under 3. They're hustlers, baby. But he said to me the other day, Dad, and this has never happened. I mean, we have a great relationship, but this doesn't happen. This is God. This is you just follow my path. You're obedient to me, and victories will happen. Incredible things will happen that you and I can't even put on paper. And he said to me, Dad, I'm really proud of you.
Mm.
Boom. And you know what? I love you. I love you, Pops, but I ain't doing this for you anymore. My kiddos can look at me and say, that's my dad. That's or my grandkids can say, we love Grandpa Bart. That's why. Another why. I got lots of whys.
Yeah, you do. That's what I'm saying. That's why there's always plenty of time to talk about whys. There's never, I took too much time. No, you can talk about the whole show because I agree. There's so many whys in all of us. So every time you run out of one, there's another one there. Just look at that and reach out. If it's not powerful enough, there's another one that is. What I could tell you is this is Tony Lucas, and he's saying, amen. Everywhere is a good place, and all the time is a great time to serve the Lord. The car business is a great pulpit. Love what you all are doing here. And I agree, man. I appreciate you. Thank you, Tony, for being here and sharing that and feeling that, because that's what this is, man. It's an opportunity. We were told for so long not to talk about this kind of stuff. This is not what we do. This doesn't belong at the dealership. Yeah, it does, man. It's always been belong. It's supposed to be there. The moment that we open our hearts, and I have a feeling there's something to do with that is why you doubled your profits. I'm just saying, like, my heart's feeling that. But at the end of the day, that's what it is, man. You guys want to have more profit in life? Listen, is what I'm telling you. Listen, truly listen, and you'll find the way to make that profit.
There's so much inside of there. And we want to get to this third piece, but we don't want to get to the third line without making sure that we do plug in here that this is an individual that has been changed and is coaching and mentoring people to make sure that they cash out of the game that they're playing and they keep the change inside of their own life. And this is the author of that book right here, Okay. And we want to make sure that you all do have the opportunity to get yourself a copy of Keep the Change. Let's go ahead and get that up here on the screen for y'all. So you can scan that code. Make sure that you go ahead and get yourself a copy of that. Going to leave that up for a moment, but Keep the Change. There's a lot that's brewing inside of that. And many people find mentorship in different ways. Many people find different coaching. Sometimes you're never going to meet the person that leads you the way, the best that you would get out of maybe even a book. But this incredible solutionary is an author, and we are honored to be able to have you on the show and talk about that a little bit as we get ready to plug in the third question on this five liner. Where is that? Okay, you guys see that? We'll go ahead and pull that up. Go ahead and scan that. But Fred, go ahead and bring him that third
question. Listen, I'm having a lot of fun asking you these questions and really learning more about you, Bart. And the more I learn about you, the more that I love you, bro. Seriously. Third question. I have a feeling I'm going to love too.
I want to have longer than 3 seconds, man. I want to have a 9 second hug.
That's right. That's right, dude. It's going to be a long one, man. We're going to have a long, manly embrace. Okay. Listen, I'm excited. This third question is important because I think a lot of people along the way, we've heard a lot of great stories so far about your journey, about your, what drives you, who's motivated you, people that inspired you. Well, you're at John Maxwell's freaking leadership camp right now. So what inside you, who in your life has been some great mentors for you?
Thank you for that question. Absolutely. My mama. Because she was so strong. When I asked her, how can you go from Perrysburg, Ohio to Stony Ridge, Ohio, which is on a 2-lane road, a truck dealership out in the middle of a cornfield, that actually did really well because her service department was so strong. But my mom was a socialite. She was a class act. She was like a Joan Crawford, right? And how could, I mean, she, I talk to people all the time that I interview on my podcast that had terrible childhoods. And I had, we didn't have a terrible childhood. It's just they never gave me any attention. So when I was young, there was a kiss on the forehead. It wasn't a hug. My dad never said he loved me. And I always strive for attention. Dude, get this. I'm going back a minute, but I wrecked 6 cars in high school. Six. You know why? Because I wanted my dad to notice me. And you know what would happen? Go see Dick. Go get another car.
Yeah.
Dude, I just wrecked the car. Tell me something. Teach me life. And so most people, seriously, I'm ashamed at it. Really, I was a middle, or the upper middle class rich kid who knew nothing about life. And as much as when I say this, my dad was not a role model except what not to do. I think it was David Long brought on my show once, and I said, David, who's your role models? He didn't have one, but he said, I can tell you 10 people that I did things exactly the opposite of that they did, right? And I wouldn't do anything like my dad. I love him now and I've forgiven him. But my mother, we in later years became incredible friends. And it wasn't just about, she was my rock. She was, one year they got me, get this. I shouldn't tell you guys this, you're gonna judge me.
Hey dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website.
Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you.
From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com.
Back to the show.
She got me a van. For Christmas, I swear, not a little bitsy van, a shaggin' wagon, and it had carpet in it, and it had Farrah Fawcett poster in the wall, and it had a Bing Budweiser Bing bag chair, because I was moving to Florida, I swear to God, and she said, and they said, we want you to live there while you're trying to get a job. I didn't live there. I was going to live in a van by the river, and you know what? Years later, you know what she told me? That was might have been the biggest mistake I ever did, was giving you that van. Duh. But my point is, she was incredible. She, in terms of running a business, she did that every day. Why'd she take that 20-minute drive to Stony Ridge? Because she had to.
That's right.
She had to. And she proved that we can't always have the job that, like Steve Jobs says, that we love. We can't always do that. But sometimes we're dealt some cards where we got to play and we got to grind with what's in front of us. And that's what she did. And she built into a multi-million dollar business because she had to. She didn't even know how to run a business, man. She went to business school. That's my model. That's my role model. Wow. That's the person that there's one and only of my mom. But I will say my wife is a champion of the cause. She's an incredible woman. Again, why she married me, I don't know, but she loves me so much. And she's been my partner in this ministry. She's been my partner in life. And dude, I was married before, but we have this love story. And she's and through this love story, I've really realized what it means to be in a love-focused marriage and be selfless, I hope, and not selfish anymore. But my wife is, and funny enough, her and my mom have a lot of same characteristics, strong, integrity women. And I think that happens sometimes, but I have so much respect for my wife. So there's the two.
Oh, yeah, man.
Shout out to the ladies.
No doubt. I had a feeling mom was going to be the one, man. And I get it. And definitely, I think all of us, we can all agree, and Lou and I and you both, all three of us can say our wives raised us quite a bit too. So very blessed to have all these amazing, strong, powerful women in our lives that showed us not only how to be better people, but how to help other people do the same thing. And I think that's a great thing to do and have in your life to be able to say, hey, my greatest mentor was my mother. And I could pretty much say the same thing, my friend. So I totally agree with you. And I love where your heart is with that.
Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah, thank you.
Something that some of you solutionaries may not know is that worked a little bit inside of trying to make a little bit of music. Maybe you might get the chance to hear the time that I did get into the studio. We did put out a song, and I had to make sure one of the songs that I got in there was a song to my mother. And I'm telling you, no, son, this is hot, man. Watch this. Watch. I'm going to talk about my mom. Right? Tupac made it sound good. I don't think I wanted that. But no, there was some great vocals, great people that got onto that song with us, great collaboration and the production of it. But the heartbeat was to, because I'm a mama's boy and I appreciated my mother. And I know how bad I made it for my mom. I know I was a whole lot of my mama's headache. And with that, now it's so great that we get the chance to have our mothers now. You had a mother that had 97 years of fulfillment and striving and cultivating great people like you. That's an incredible legacy, and we're honored. I mean, we're honored to have a piece of your mom that we're able to talk to right now. And shout out to great women in automotive that found a way to make sure that something happened by educating themselves to get to the next level. That's huge. And shout out to all you other incredible women in automotive making it do what it do. This song's for you. We honor you. We appreciate you all. With that said, because we know the challenges that women have had in this business. We know the challenges that women continue to have inside of this business. And we want to keep trying to do what we can to level the playing field and make this be a business that does include all of us. Just like the troubles in our story are included inside of our victory lessons. You can't have the story of Peter walking on water without there being a storm present and people being petrified of seeing Jesus walking on water, right? You don't have that story without the storm. You don't have the great victories of healings without the ailment or without the brokenness. Inside of that, this is often where our biggest lessons come from. This is where we get to grow the most, because you'll hear it often said here, the only place that you're really going to grow is where you get uncomfortable. And with that, we want to know for you, Bart, I mean, you've explained a whole lot of stuff. You dropped a whole lot of story out here already. But what has been your hardest lesson to date?
Well, I think the hardest lesson was to realize that I, left to my own devices, was a doofus. I think the hardest lesson was to realize I've wasted a lot of time. I really think that's been, I think my ceiling was a whole lot bigger as a youngster, but I didn't pay attention to it. I self-sabotaged it. And I talk a lot about how do we change? How do you and I change? Number one, massive self-awareness. So again, it goes back to why am I here? Because if I know myself, then I can grow myself. And the farther I can grow myself, the more I don't have to look in the back anymore. I can look and see that who that baby Bart was, and I don't have to be that anymore. And who I am now blows me away. Who I am now, what's so interesting is I sell with integrity now. I didn't sell with integrity before. I sell with relationship now. I sold with manipulation before. And I don't have to go for the clothes anymore. It just happens with the hot knife and the butter, because I am, if you do enough to solve the problem with integrity and authenticity, the solution happens and the money comes. And I think that's a message, whether we're a leader, whether we're in sales, no matter what we're doing, whether a parent. But for me to die to self and to realize that I wasted a lot of years is probably the hardest lesson that I had to look in the mirror and say, I don't want to be that anymore. But having said that, and this is a big but, I ain't who I am by far. I'm 100%. And I'm not narcissistic anymore. I don't flirt anymore. I don't strive for attention anymore. I don't lie anymore. Try not to. I still cuss a little bit. But my point is, I'm not who I was. And even though I can regret the past, who cares? This is my time. This is our time. It doesn't matter if we're 42, 62, 92, or whatever. Mm-mm. This is our time.
Amen.
And it's our time to grow. The more we grow, the more we can go help other people.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
So, come on. I don't live by regret, but I have to remember. My story isn't drugs and alcohol. My story isn't failed marriages. My story is victory.
That's right.
Responsibility around stuff. 100% responsibility. Jesus at my side. Absolutely.
Let's go. Yes. I love it. Love it. And I hear that, my friend. That's powerful. And it is. You're not defined by your past. We are. We all make mistakes. If there's a person on this planet who hasn't made a mistake, send me your name and number. I'll send you $1,000 spiff now.
What's your book?
I'm just telling you.
I want to read your book.
Because there really is no such thing as being perfect. It's just striving to be the best version of yourself. Yeah. Listen, we all have our struggles. We all make mistakes. But at the end of the day, you know, that's how we learn. If you're not making mistakes, you're not messing up, you're not really trying. And it's okay as long as your heart's in the right direction. It's one thing to go out and make a mistake by stumbling through your words than it is going out and stabbing somebody. Just saying, don't make that mistake. But at the end of the day, what we say, sometimes we say the wrong thing. Sometimes we say things out of anger. Sometimes we say things out of malice because we feel like somebody's doing us wrong. When really, when someone does you wrong, at the end of the day, the best thing to do is just hit them back with love. So that's one of the hardest things in the world to do. For me, still, I end up doing it. I end up sometimes going maybe a little the wrong direction. But then after I do it, I'm like, okay, I'm going back the other direction now. Because I don't want to be that person. I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to feel like I'm a guy who's trying to hurt somebody. I'm here really. Everything I do, whether I make mistakes or not, is truly with the intentions to help somebody or to do better. But sometimes those decisions are just not the right ones. And I make a mistake and I go backwards or I help somebody else go backwards. And did I do it on purpose? No. But should I feel bad? I do. I feel bad when that happens. But sometimes I feel a little insecure. So maybe I will come off as a little snipish. I was just because I do it my wife more than anyone. I guarantee it. But that's how we are. We got to learn from it. And it's okay.
Yeah. So can I, there's just a huge lesson, I think, in this. And in 2015, we talked about the book a little bit. I don't know what your next question is, but I want to throw this out there. The book was taking the 12 steps, it's 12 chapters, and taking this 12 steps of recovery and talking about my story, talking about the steps. What step one is that we admit we're powerless over whatever and our life have become unmanageable. That's not an easy topic, but admit it. What do we need to admit as men and women on our journey, whether we're at a car dealership, as a manager, or whatever? We have to admit. Why? Because this makes us better humans. If we're better humans, we're going to have better results and we're going to have a better life. So admit. What do we need to admit? Is step one. Step two, came to believe. If you don't believe in something, you're going to fall for anything. Step three, made a decision. What do we need to make a decision on? I needed to make a decision, fellas, to change my brain, my thoughts. I had to really pay attention to my thoughts. And I had to really look at how do I change my neural encoding to make sure my thoughts were where I wanted to be, not to where I was. And that's what I did. I changed my thoughts. And I didn't hang out in bars anymore. And I didn't hang out with bad girls anymore. I changed everything, but it started with my thinking. Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what I did. I had to transform my mind. There's a great book by Craig Groeschel called Winning the War in Your Mind. And that book was really important for me to reprogram this mask here. But my book does that, actually. It talks about where I was, the change in my thinking, and the change in my thinking leading to this place of victory and peace. Because that's all I wanted was peace. And that's where this, the 12 steps, although they take some work, they're the best personal development steps in the universe. If somebody's willing to do the 12 steps, they will never be the same human being again. Wow. And that's what this book is. It takes you through all the 12 steps for us to be better humans. We don't have to be sticking needles in our arm to be an addict. We can, or with our anger, we could be an addict in so many different ways, but this allows us to develop as humans. And if we did every 12 step, dude, I'm telling you, you won't be the same person. How's a wretch like me get 38 years? How do I get free from porn, even though for decades it was kicking my butt? Only because I changed my thinking and I worked the steps and I had brothers around me that held me accountable.
Boom.
And that's what that whole thing.
Come on. The word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And that is what you're dropping is stuff that people need to be able to hear in order to start carving out new neural pathways, like you said, new highways that help people quickly get to the right thought about themselves, about other people, first and foremost, about God. And if the thing is, we are programmed because of our experiences. We are we have our own programming that leads us to a quick thought. And that's because it's become familiar. Our brain wants to work as little as possible in order to come up with an answer, come up with a solution, or come up with a movement. Our brain is designed that way, to use as little energy as possible to do that. But if we can create, like you're saying, those neural pathways that get us to those thoughts better, the right thoughts, that's what transforms us. And the word says it. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have to keep pouring some stuff in consistently. And that's so huge. The good stuff and the bad stuff has to get washed through. Oh, I love what you're saying, brother. We can talk all day about this.
No doubt about it. And that leads us to the very last question. And I think that everything is accumulated to where we're at right now. And I love it, man. This story's been amazing. I love your journey. I love everything you've been telling us, your whys. And you've told us so many different levels of whys, right? And every time you keep getting new reminders of other whys. Your mother and the women in your life have been super important to you, your family, the legacy you're leaving, the people that you're being able to help, the education that you're getting, the troubles, even the struggles that you went through. You know that they were necessary for you to become the Bart Nolenberger you are today. So, and you know what? And like I said, your father's super proud of you, man. I know that. And what I can tell you is no doubt. Your mom loves and she's still shining on you right now. I can see her right now, just shining right behind you, right? So you could just feel the light. So the fifth question.
And my wife.
Yes, of course your wife. Yeah. We all know. We already know that in front of every great man is a great woman. It's not behind. It's in front of every great man is a great woman, just so you know. An even more great person. But anyway, that being said, we all have great things that happen for us. We work hard. And this is just the beginning still. And I know that, like you said, it's never too late. It's just about doing it right now. But for now, what has been your greatest reward for all the hard work you put together in your life?
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
I have my marriage for sure, because I didn't know how to do that. But I've got to also add a little shout out to my four kids that I birthed. I love the six I didn't birth. They were an incredible family. Mary's been an incredible parent. I've got a daughter who's 38 who's going to nursing school right now. She's an acupuncturist, but she decided she wanted to do a new career at 38. God bless her. Incredible. She lives in California. Incredible soul. I've got my son I told you about that has four businesses between him and his wife, and he's just grinding. I've got a son who's a play-by-play guy for the San Jose Sharks organization. He's following his dream.
What?
Yeah. And yeah.
Kids doing and little things. Just little stuff.
Yeah. And I've got a third, his twin brother was a scout for the Browns, but now he's selling real estate. And get this, my two 32-year-olds, both of them asked me to officiate their weddings. And I said, whoa. I think you got the wrong guy. You want me to officiate your wedding? That's victory. Yeah. That is showing everybody what's possible. And look, the prophets come, but if we're not great people, the prophet ain't going to come. It's our character that's going to determine where we are. It's all about character. People, once we break trust, it takes a lot to get it back. And when people keep the trust, that's when people keep coming back to you, because they trust you and they know that you care and they know you want to help. And for my kids to be where they are in their journey, I get excited. This is real. This is authentic. I'm having fun here, right? I'm not trying to be somebody I'm not. I am just so proud of them and who they are. And for them to ask me to marry them, out of here.
I know, right? What an honor. What an honor. Right. What's family love. And just that's what I'm talking about.
I wouldn't be able to make it through that. Yeah. Oh, man, that'd be a hard one to get through. But, man, what a story to pull on that. And, goodness, car guys, car gals, listening and hearing and feeling this. This isn't because he had a great example. This isn't because he had a horrible example. This is because he changed his thinking. He readjusted how it was that he thought concerning his family, concerning this industry. No longer should our kids be sacrificed on the altar of our profits and our business being built. If anything, it should be the reason why we have so much motivation to build it to be even greater, to be have even more integrity, and to make it enticing for them. We don't want our kids to loathe this industry because they didn't get the attention that they should have gotten. We want them to love it and honor it because, wow, it provided great for them and it brought great character out of their mother, their father. Goodness. Bart, you're hitting my heartstrings over here, brother. Goodness, I knew this was coming to them.
Amen.
So this
amen.
Is what I get to do for a living, guys. This is what I love, coaching people, doing one-on-one coaching with people and just hearing their soul. And help them get from there to there, even if it's marriages. This is what I get to do. So I get to do it, and it pays a money reward. I get to do it in ministry, and I pray it gives me all kinds of rewards. And we're doing these mastermind groups, which are groups of 10, 11 managers, and we hang out for 10 weeks, really working on things like accountability and priorities and personal development. It's so great to bond with these people in this journey. I couldn't have a better job. I got a better job than you do.
You're very blessed, man. And the people that you are surrounding yourself with are very blessed to have you in their lives. We are blessed to have you in our lives. Our audience is blessed to have you on the show today. And I know that my heart is just filled up right now. And you made me think about a lot of things while you're talking, man. And I love thinking. And you really just provoked me. Very provocative, right? Very provocative. So provocative. And I absolutely love what you're talking about. It's the thing is this, what we talk about when we talk about God and Jesus and our faith and what we honor and what we have and what we believe, people shouldn't cringe. People should feel honored to hear this people's hearts. And no matter what you believe, I love you all, no matter what. That's just so any of y'all watching right now, I love every single person who's watching. I love anybody who's not. I love the whole planet. I love everybody that's on here because I know that everybody in their heart can be the best version of themselves. You just have to go after it. You have to quit making excuses, put down the things that are causing the hate and harm in your life and just move forward. Know that there's people in your life that care about you. Even if they're gone, they're looking down and they're just cheering you on. I know I'm cheering every one of you all on. I'm cheering Bart on. I'm cheering Lou on. I'm cheering everything that I could imagine on. I had a great show today. This was phenomenal. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go out here and go hang out with my son right now. He's home in town. Go hang out with my wife. Her birthday's tomorrow. I got love on her. So let's do this, man. I had a great show today. Thank you, Bart.
Hey, guys, I love who you are. When I say I've got a better job than you do, we all get we're kindred spirits in this, and we are making a difference. Yeah. And you're doing it at such, with a different set of glasses on. It's not about the tactic. It's about the love. It's about the heart that's a servitude. And you're using Jesus as a messenger. And I have so much respect for you guys and what you're doing. And I can't honored. Yes, I'm so honored to be on your show. I'm so humbled to be on it. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you so much.
We are definitely the ones sitting heavily inside of a deep cup of honor right now, because we're so thankful that we have you in here. And we want to make sure that everybody is 100% clear that the author of Keep the Change, the one, the only, Bart Nullenberger, over here inside of the Car Guy Coffee Cafe is 100% CGC approved. That's right, everybody. He is CGC approved, and his book is CGC approved. His message is CGC approved, and when he's on stage, he is 100%
CGC approved.
We honor you, brother. We appreciate you, and we're so thankful that you've taken the time out of your day. You're hanging out with some incredibles, John Maxwell crew, brother. Seriously, one day we need to go hang out with you. Bring your baristas to work day is what you need to have. And now we need to come with you to work one day and have some fun with you.
Folks, go get this book. Here's the QR code one last time. Make sure you guys get this. Go out and reach. It is a great one. Keep the Change, my friends. The name alone is amazing. I love it. So get out there. Make a change.
It'll be back. It'll be out in May. Just let everybody know. But sign up now. We'll get you on the pre-order list. And I've also got a podcast with the same name. So just come join. Okay?
That's right.
Look for them. Love on them. There it is again, folks. Make sure you guys get this pre-order in. Make sure you're ready for this and cheer him on. Let's make this book the number one seller that week. Let's make it happen. All right.
That's right. So for those listening on the podcast, because this will be a soon to hit the podcast waves, just because the book is going to be dropping for you all soon. Bart, go ahead and let everybody know how to get a hold of you, how to get a hold of the book, and how they can find out more about the podcast that you put out on a consistent basis, brother.
Thank you, guys. Okay, Apple, Spotify, Keep the Change. There's a few of them, but this one's Bart Nullenberger, and we do personal interest stories. We had the brothers on, what, 4 or 5 months ago? We've had Pat Williams, NBA Hall of Famer, on. We've had some incredible folks, incredible car people that have been broken and now are wealthy in every area of their life. The book we already told you about, please hit that QR code, and it'll be coming up, and it'll be coming out in May. Also, phone number 480-327-8751. That's 480-327-8751. It's on the QR code. Also, Bart at BartNullenberger.com.
All right. That's it. That's simple, my friend. Bart at BartNullenberger.com. Let's go. I love it. How can you forget that one? Easy. Too easy.
All right.
All right, folks. We appreciate you all. Bart, thank you for being here. Audience members, everyone who's watching it now or even on the replay, we love you. Go out there and have a great day. Let's forget, focus, fly, and let's get out of here.
Guess what? We love you. All right, car guys and car gals, thank you so much for brewing solutions with us today. We see you all, and we are so thankful that you all take some time out of your day to listen, to watch, to share, to find out just how you can be encouraged by a cup of coffee and a conversation on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Thank you so much. I am Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
And I'm Frelin Arts, the subprime hero.
And you have been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the one, the only, Bart Nullenberger. And we can't wait to brew with you. Go to carguycoffee.com, check out our sponsors, and thank you again for just spending some time with us to brew some solutions. We love you all, and we're out. Forgive, focus, fly. Keep growing, everybody. We're out.